Gary was saying, a couple of things. This packet in Yonah Hekshakel and Bosom Cholov, somehow I put in, even though we didn't finish yet, we still have some important sugis yet for Bosom Cholov, but this is going to lead us into some of these sugis, the Hekshakelim, which you'll see maybe for Pogim is going to be, and we still have to do Dover Charif, so we didn't finish yet Bosom Cholov, but we're going to be learning Hekshakelim, which is related to some of the topics of Tom Kolish and things like that. So it could be that's why I put it in at this point. And okay. Now, I was told that, I think Michael told me, that in order for us to keep the proper pace to finish everything we need to do between May and June, so starting next week, Bez Hashem, we're going to have three shiurim a week, and to finish off Basam Cholov, and then finish that off, and then other things we'll do after that, we'll talk everything at its proper time. So so I don't know what the 3 days should be. Should it be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday? Sunday? I mean, I'd be happy to give Sunday, just I don't know the people. Usually Sundays is not the strongest day of attendance in the whole yeshiva, so you know, so I wouldn't necessarily think to pick that day unless you tell me. What?
If we do Sunday, can we do 9:45?
Okay, speak to her. No, I mean, now the regular shiur is going to be, so I'm open to that. How many people would come on Sunday?
Would come on Sunday or prefer to come on Sunday?
No, on Sunday, I'm sure I'm going to come, but I prefer if it's on a different day.
And how many people would prefer on a different day? Okay. Okay, so I don't think Sunday's the day.
Friday
is also an interesting day. But you know, Rav Aaron Cutler used to give shiur on Shabbos. That's when Rav Aaron Cutler gave his main shiur. During the week, as Rav Avadi pointed out, he was in the city. Like Rav Avadi says, he was Osek in Tzorchei HaKlal. He didn't live in Lakewood. Rav Aaron lived on the west side, and then later he moved to Borough Park. He lived in the same building with Rav Mendel Zaks, who was the son-in-law of the Chavetz Chaim, who was the Bochein of our yeshiva. So, okay, we'll think about it. I think maybe one Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, okay, something like that.
We could rotate each week.
Yeah. I don't think there's too many weeks are going to be like this, because then it might get to four. Okay. Okay. Let's learn. Okay. The pasuk in Parshas Matos says, "Kol dovar asher yovo ve'esh tavir ve'esh v'tahir, ach b'mei nida yischata, kol asher lo yovo ve'esh tavir b'mayim." So this is the Melchemes Midyan, when Klal Yisrael won the war and had booty from the war. So things that they had, we've discussed this in the past when we talked about Tam Ki Iker. This is one of the sources of Tam Ki Iker, that you have to be Machshir the Kalim. You have to be Machshir the Kalim. So the two ways of being machshir the kelim: anything that's goes directly on the fire, like say you have a spit that you roast meat just on the with the spit with the meat on the fire, so then, and it's treif meat, so you have kasher it with fire. And if it's something that you cooked in, that you cooked treif meat in it, then you do hagola, then you have to boil hot water etc. And that's what Rashi says. Kederach tashmisho hagalosu. Ma tashmisho odei chamin, yagilim chamin. Ma tashmisho odei tzli, ki yon ha-shvul v'achsalo, yilablenu be'or. So these are the two ways of kashering kelim. One is through what we call hagala, and one is called libun. We'll be discussing in the future shir Bez Hashem the concept of libun kal. That libun kal is also with heat or with fire, but it's not the same temperature. And libun kal is usually used in situations where you need to do hagala, and in lieu of hagala, you could do a libun kal. And we'll discuss what the amount of heat is necessary for a libun kal. And then Tosus here in Avodah Zarah, on the second page in Ayin Dal Amud Beis, says that certain things, certain kelim, get their blia al yidei iroi. That you had, you poured treif something on it, so it wasn't in on the fire in the Kli Rishon, and it wasn't on the Eish. We would say al yidei iroi Kli Rishon. So then you magil it al yidei iroi. Hani karos him bolos al dei iroi hay near kamoki and the saglu bu iroi lagilam. Frei parashu we say the pichametz bekrov shabbos a gadol she yosad rabbeinu Yosef tuvelam. So then he says he's not sure. Is that true? Miu ain halacha kach. Tosa says al tzarich lagilam bekli rishon mishum tepavim she tochvim akaris tochli rishon toch yerem ursachas. So maybe Ira is not good enough. Okay, so we'll have to see. Maybe you still have to use a clearishon. Okay. Now, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and I involve a Menalov on page 4. And this is related to what we discussed about Isurabala, Heterabala. Says there are certain things that even though the Blia is by the fire, without, in other words, which normally requires Libun, but still these things are sufficient with Hagala. Why? I thought the rule is that anything that's Ba'esh needs Esh. Anything that's B'mayim, you do Hagala. So what's this concept? So he says, Ramilei of Amram of Sheshes Tnan, Hashvudin Vahachsalam Malablam Boor. Gabi Kachim Hashvud Vahachsalam Magilam Bachamin. Amalei Amram Bori, my Indian Kachim Eitzel Guliakum, Hache Hetera Bola Hosam Itzur Bola. So the Gemara says that there's a difference between heterabola and isurabola. In other words, isurabola means that you had a isurabola means that you had a treif piece of meat and you put it on a spit and you're roasting the the treif piece of meat on the spit. So that's Isura, strafe piece of meat. Hetera bolo means something, like we gave an example when we talked about, you know, not barnat, about hetera by not barnat. So hetera means right now it's mutter. So it's mutter, what's the problem? But potentially it'll become usser. Like basa b'cholov is mutter now, potentially it'll become usser. So the same thing, but you have a korban. So korban is mutter to eat. But potentially it can become nosar. Right? So if you want to stop the isser from happening, so then you could just do hagala. Rashi says, "Gabi kashim mashfuv v'achsel shatzolah ben basa kodesh mishum dechiyasel mocher havi nosa chichadim v'vashel basa kodesh l'mocher polish shfuv begavei tam v'nosa is a karesu." So that's the idea. So the yisod is. The yisod is that anything that is hetera bala, even if it is al yidei what? Eish, still only needs hagala. So we're going to talk about this. A big machlokas we've shown him, what's the status of chametz? Because chametz, on one hand, you could say, right now I'm kashering it before Pesach, so now chametz is mutter. So maybe it's a terrible. Or do we say no? Maybe chametz has a shame chametz on it the whole year, and even though it's right now it's mutter, but still has that shame iser. In contrast to, say, basar b'cholov, basar is mamish. Basar doesn't have a shame iser. And karbonis don't have a shame iser right now at all. But chametz is a shame iser chametz, which maybe, even though it's mutter to eat now, but it still has that same shame iser. So we'll have to see what's the din when you want to kasher something for Pesach that was chametz al yidei ha'esh, that you were making bread with, you know, on the fire, and you put the piece of bread on the stove, on the oven. So how do you kasher that? Do you kasher it out with, you know, is that nivik libun or not? That's the question. Whether if it would be hetera bala, then it would only need hagala. If it's isura bala, then not. So we'll see in a second. Yeah.
What's the one? How could that work? That if there's still a plan, maybe libun on it, then.
So the simple lumdus, as some point out, is what? That's something that's hetera bala. So in other words, the hagala could make it tam kolosh. And then, since the isser didn't set in yet, the isser won't be chal on the tam kolosh. But if it's already an isura, then just what we said by not by not, there's no din of not by not the isura. Not by not is only not by not the hetera. So this discussion here in the Ran on page 5 Afakalim hatzrichim libun dail hem bagola. Umikan yesh lodun in chomet for Pesach. In chomet, a few kalim hatzrichim libun, b'shar yisurim she yedail hem bagola. But we don't necessarily paska this way, so don't get vacherim chokim, and others disagree. And say that But that would be like a classic nafkamina. If you're kashering something that was al yidei ha'ur, but it was hetera, whether then then that's going to be Ali de Hagol. So if you take a look on page 6, the bottom line in the Ran, Kosov Arambanzal, the Lesa. This notion to call a kelim a blue mechomet, tafel pishul blue kolim chetsi isur bali. The chomitz is not hetera bala, it's yisura bala. Chol she tashmishim al day ha'or tzrichim libun. So why isn't hetera bala? I mean, chomitz is mutter the rest of the year, right? So it should be a classic example of hetera bala. So Ramban says no, chomitz is yisura bala. The la'omru hetera bala, plate 7, ele b'kotshim. Shebashaz b'liyosin shal kelim lo yashem Israel love. So it was kachim. If you want to, you have a keli that a bliya from kachim. So you want to kasher it, so the nosa shouldn't set in. So kachim is mutter. It's mutter now, and the shem Israel of kachim is mutter. Masha ain kain. So therefore, if you'll do Hagala, then you'll weaken the Tam, like we talked about Tam Kolish, and then the Issa Nosa can't set in on the Tam Kolish. Avochametz came to Yeshmo Alav Kodem Shenivla Bekelim Alolo B'Shas B'Liuson Isura Bali. But chametz has a shame chametz. So even though you could have said the same svar, that do hagala to something that requires libun will be a tam kolish and it won't be chal, but lemaisa, since there's a shame chametz on it, so even on this tam kolish it'll be, the iser will be able to be chal. So bekitzer, we paskin, at least the gabi this shiloh is another shiloh that's relevant that will come up, but we paskin that if you have to kasher something for Pesach and it's ba'esh, so you don't say it's, we don't say like that svar in the Ran that it's a teir bala and therefore you only need hagala. We require libun for things that are only ba'esh, things that are b'mayim for Pesach. Then it's like any other thing. In other words, chametz is the same thing as treif meat. Sheyavo b'mayim, tavo b'mayim. Sheyavo ba'esh, yavo ba'esh. Yeah, Josh.
I have a question
about
the Noser. Is that in 24 hours or after
24? The Noser. Now I'm trying to get something to be Tom Kalish. If I put it in the water, submerge it in the water, the Noser can't kick in,
right?
Right.
Is that
better
than that long?
Yeah, well, Noser becomes Noser. 24
hours, no?
Necessarily becomes Noser in the morning. No sir, out of boker.
So if it's already no sir, and I pop treif now, so then I can just get the tam kalish and get the no sir out.
So you do hagala before it has a chance for the no sir to set in.
But what if I 3 weeks later I realize, oops?
Well, then it's a. So then.
No sir pot, and then I can still get it out.
Yeah. So then. So that this is already chal.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
Like you were saying, those was like a. Doesn't those just mean like the leftover meat? The same meat that was there before. You know, I shafted a carbon before as well. So why does it mean like a shame those? Well, it means it's the same meat, it's just.
No, it's more like that kachim is a shame heter. Kachim is a dover mutter.
So, and why is there a chametz? It's the same thing, just when. Kachim
is mutter. When noser is a different, like noser is the shame iser. In other words, the Torah calls it noser.
Doesn't it just mean leftover?
It's leftover, and therefore it's a shame noser. That's how. This is a. What?
Chametz
is always chametz. But showing the shame is right. I wouldn't have necessarily said this on my own. Yeah, but in other words, the Rishonim were working with these sort of it's a brisk revoir here.
Shame.
Yeah, the brisk revoir. I don't necessarily look for brisk revoirs all the time, but if they say it, they say it. You know what I mean? I don't look to put it when they don't say it. Some people look to put it in everything, so I'm not looking to put it in everything. But if they say it, they say it. So it's like a brisk of work. It's a shame isser. So chometz is a shame isser. It's a shame chometz. Kachim is mutter. Nos is also. So now it's kachim. So bottom line is, you like this far, you don't. That's what we. That's how we hold. Now we don't totally hold this way. Well, let's look on page 9. In the Sulchas Pesach, Tov Nun Aleph Dalet. Kelim shemishtamshim behem al yidei ha'or, kikon shvudim v'achsalos. So you have spits. That you made chametz on tzrichim libun v'libun hu kedei she tzotzos nitzin mehem. So you need libun. So it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch here, like the Ramban. That's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Ramban, because according to that other day in the Ran. It wouldn't be so. You could just do a golo. Now, there is maybe a little bit of an inconsistency, because in other words, it's relevant, and perhaps this is the reason why I brought it here. In this point in the shir, like interjecting Heksha Kalim in the middle of Hilchas Basa B'cholov is Azoy. If you look in the Ran on page 7, so what's the difference whether it's Yisura Bala Hayteir Bala? So we said the difference is whether you need Hagolah Li, but even something that's Beli Rotev, which normally would need Libun, if it's Hayteir Bala, would need Hagolah. Would suffice with Hagolah. But there's another difference. And it's like this. We discussed in the past when we were doing the Sugya of Ein Bevatlan Yisur L'Chadchila. So how does it work? How does Hagolah work? L'chora, when you do Hagolah, the Issa goes out into the water, but then it comes back in. So what did you gain? So we said two possible answers. One answer is, either you have to do it in a Kli Gadol. So if you do it in a Kli Gadol, like you have a fork, and you put it into a big vat, so it'll come out, but the Kli is so big that the fork will be whatever tam on the fork is batal and shishim in the water. But that's it's hard to get always a kli gadol, especially if the kli that you're kashering is gadol on its own right. So the other way we do it is we wait 24 hours, and then whatever time comes out, and then the ad comes back in. But now it's tchilas bilos olufkam, and tchilas bilos olufkam, there was no iser ena ben yom or to ben yom. So the shaila is like this. The thing I told you before, right, that if it's not shishim, so it's a problem because it's going to come out and come back in. But why don't you say it comes out, comes back in, when you didn't wait 24 hours? It's not by not. The answer is because that's not by not the isura, and not by not the isura is the losa. So says the Ran here that by chametz bePesach, you could even kasher kelim. You could even kasher kelim without before this man iser, even b'nei yomon, even not nosin tam levgam. It'll come out. It'll go back in, but that'll be not bar not, and it'll be okay. So say you want to kasher kelim for Pesach, you just used it for chametz, and now 2 hours later you want to kasher it through Haggalah. In other words, you just use the fork with your chametz, with your real chametz. You just stirred the farina with a spoon of chametz, so you could put it do Haggalah. The time will come out and go back in. But that's not barnat. But not barnat is only mutter, not barnat the hetera, not barnat the isura. So if you hold that chametz is isura, bala should be asur. So he says here that it's okay. Now, the Ran could be working with the shita that chametz is hetera bala. So, but look what he says. Miu, the bottom of page 7. Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal, the kelim shemagilim mi chametz. So if you hold like this far, he said before, it's a terrible, it's very understood. But then he says, maybe not. That if you hold like the Ramban, it shouldn't work, because not barnat is only not barnat that teira. And if we just said before, chametz is isura, then it shouldn't work. So you could tell me, no problem, that the Rishonim that will hold that it's Isura Bola will hold you can't do this because it's not Barnat the Isura. The ones that hold it's Hetera Bola will hold you can. And it's either you sign up for the Hetera Bola Shita or you sign up for the Isura Bola Shita. If you sign up for the Hetera Bola Shita, then you can do Haggalah all the time and you can do this thing as well. You don't have to wait 24 hours. And if you sign to the Surba, the only shaila problem is we're going to see that the Mechaber cross teams. Mechaber cross teams. We just read the Mechaber in Tov Nun Aleph Dalet that it's Isura Bala. And now look on page 10. Siftes. On page 10, towards the bottom, Siftes. Hamagil kodum shachamishis. In other words, if it's after shachamishis, so then it's already aser. So then it's going to be surah, kuli alma. But if it's, the question is chametz bePesach a terrible surah bala, it's only before this man aser. So magil kodem chachamishes. So what are we expecting to say? That it's no, you can't do that. Yochel magil biyachet kli rishon kli sheni keim shabolo tavur mord veinu choshesh. If you look, in other words, so you could do anything is not a problem because everything is considered not by not. Yeah.
You need shisha?
No. No. No shisha. Yeah, page 13. He says it also. Yeah. יש זאב האגיע קודם שעה חמישס כדי שלא יצטרך לדקדק כן בנין יומם עם לאו. So he says, in other words, what you have to do is you should magil kodem shah chamishis, right? Because after shah chamishis then it's mamish yisura, because it's osur, and then it'll only be mutter if you have shishim or Eina Ben Yomo. But he says Beferish that if it's Kodem Shah Chamishis, you're good. Look in the Mogad Avram, Aleph. Sha'afal Pisha Kli Ben Yomo, Vein Shishim B'mayim, Negdo, Afil Hachi Shari, Mishum Davi Nat Bar Nat Tehra. Okay, he says that the Ramah was machmer, so he page 14. Yeah, the Ramah says is that it? That's not the right line in the Ramah. Okay, but the kitzur. Let's just talk some about the Beis Yosef. So it's clear in the poskim, I mean, at least in the Mechaber, that even though he assumes that it's considered Isura Bala Lagabe Hagol and Libun, Lagabe the Not Bar Not thing, he says that you could be so mech that it's a terrible. Because you could say that the naparnat makes it weaker. So even though chametz is somewhere in the middle, like it's a surbola, but maybe so for this you could be falazach that it's a terrible. So the mechaber is shtickle inconsistent. I mean, the cases are different. One is the naparnat case, and one is the Hagala versus Liban case. But a purist would say, what are you talking about? And the Magen Avraham didn't even ask that question. He only asked on the Ramah, when the Ramah was machmir even on a, you know, a back and forth case. Okay, but that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that you always you need to do Liban when Liban, but then you can do a Haggalah, Kodem Shah Chamishas, and you're okay, even though it's a Ben Yomo and even though there's no Shishim, because anything will come out, it'll come back in, but so what? It's not Barnat, and it's not Barnat the Heter.
Why does Haggalah before the fifth hour mean that it's Ben Yomo, that it's not Ben Yomo?
It doesn't have to mean that, but that's the case we're talking about. That was the whole thing. He says, once it's before the fourth, he says, because if you do it afterwards, then you have to make sure that it's Eina Ben Yomo of the Chule. It didn't have to be that way, but that's what he's saying. Do it before the fifth hour, then you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about Ben Yomo, you don't have to worry about Shishim. He's giving you good Eitzah. Do it before the fifth hour. Then all you have to do is just take the pot, heat up the water, bubble, throw it in, and you don't have to worry. Is it Ben Yomo? Is it Shishim? It's all good. But that's only assuming Keterabal. So the Mechaber is a shtickle and consistent. The reason why it's not full stira is because the case is... and it could be the Rishonim themselves. You know, if you'd ask the Ramban, he would say, what are you talking about? Of course not. And if you'd ask the Ran, he would say the other case, of course this case is mutter, and the other case is also, you know. I wouldn't want to say, you know, we've discussed in the past whether the steer is in the Shulchan Aruch, etc. I don't know, such a close steer, I don't know. You know, I told you that the Dvar Shmuel, or Shmuel Abu Hav, wants to claim that Rav Yosef Karo wrote the whole Beis Yosef. When it came to the Shulchan Aruch, he delegated. He delegated to the, and therefore that's why there is theorists. That's his approach. And others don't like this approach. Not everyone likes
the credit.
What?
Oh,
you mean he should have? Yeah. If you mean according to the, he should have said this simon. Well, same thing like what they say about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim also. That's for sure. That's already, that's his son writes that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't totally written by the Chafetz Chaim.
You were saying the whole Shulchan was written by the,
yeah, unless he wrote himself some of it. And others disagree with this. Others disagree with this approach.
That's great, subtle
theory,
but I'm just seeing the Shulchan Aruch writes explicitly the opposite.
The what?
That.
Right.
So it seems to.
Well, where? No, we didn't. That's machlas or something else. You know, we didn't get up to that. No, that's something else.
So the only time that the Shulchan Aruch thing that Liban is required is on Pesach itself? Every other time?
No, the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you have, even before Pesach. Mm-hmm. If it's something all your day ha'esh, you do.
Haggalah.
But what about something that's all your day ha'esh? Then you need.
The whole thing was all your day ha'esh, but Haggalah is sufficient.
No, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin that all your day ha'esh needs esh, all your day mayim needs mayim. Like he's surabala. Right, we don't pass it like the Shita that says there's always Haggalah. We don't pass it like that. But that's why it's a shtickle stira, that when it comes to before the fifth hour, where he says it's okay, even though it's going to go back in, because it's not by not the hetera. But I thought he said right before that it's not by not the Isura. So he's a little inconsistent in that. That he's saying, by this case, we're going to treat it like hetera. The Gabi, the not bar not, when you're doing, in a case where you do have to do Haggalah, but it's Aliyday Hamayim, then it's.
Just two questions on the Ron. For the Pesach situation, if it was Kol Moed Pesach, Ron, he wouldn't be able to say that, right? You couldn't talk to him. You could come in your pot on Pesach. Kol Moed, you couldn't talk to him, right?
Kol Moed Pesach, so everything's awesome.
He's
Sura. There's no Hetera.
And it couldn't be that the Ron's calling the Shita so, meaning that it's Tom Shlishi going back to the plot of the Chametz
chametz goes in the pot, pot goes in the water. Now the water goes back into the pot, that'd be pam shlishi, so that's the shita, so that'd be mutter. Or it has to do because it's heter bala.
It has to do with heter bala. Because if it's yisur bala, even
whatever it is. But if it's going back into the pot?
Yeah. It's, okay. Okay. Now, there is another discussion here. That's the discussion of the machvas, the frying pans. How do you kasher a frying pan? In other words, usually when you cook, so there's loads of water in the pot. And when you roast, there's no water. In a frying pan, there's some oil. It's a little bit of lachlukas in it. So do you say, well, that's enough to say that it's called a what? A hagala necessity? Or do we say, no, hagala, that's really when there's a whole pot of water and you're cooking a piece of chicken. Maybe this requires liban. So the Rush on page 8 Umachva Shavitagniba Kosav Avi Ezri Hugadli Bishem Abba Mori Achapti Rosso Shaya Matsricha Libun. So he says, Tavi Ezri says that here that his father held that Machvas needs Libun. The Madame of the Tanush Ophibo the boy Hesek. And this is talking about, say, you want a kasher machvas that was somebody was using a machvas for treif piece of meat. So he fries a treif piece of meat on the machvas, and now you want a kasher. So do you kasher? Because if it would be heter bala, then of course you would say that all you need is hagala. And so he says his father said you need liban, but he says that I think hagala is good enough. So how do we paskin in this shayla by a machvas? In other words, it's like in the middle of the road case. It's not like you know, a lot of water like you have by bishul. So in Hilchos Hechsher Kalim, the Shulchan Aruch makes a split on page 15. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Machva Hashem Tagnim Bo Aval Pishalin Chometz B'Pesach Daila B'Hagola L'Nishar Yisurim Tzricha Libun. So he's mechalek between chametz bePesach and sharisurim. That if you have a machvas from treif and you want to kasher it, you should do liman. If you have the frying pan that you use to fry French toast the whole year round, so that's mamish chametz, and now you want to kasher it for Pesach, you want to make it for your matzah pry for Pesach, so then it's enough to do hagolah. So So what's the... Yeah, Ellie?
Oh, I was just
going to
ask, I think what you were
going to
ask, why
okay, so we're going to get to it right now. So that's the question. Why am I more lenient by comments? Because... So if you look in the Bir Hagra, he says like this: "Vinei b'cham mechaber." First word line is a mechaber. Tafas ikar divrei rosh. Ela sheish lahachmer. The ikar is what? He says, "Kachal the Mordechai, the siyabish have a ketashmish of the order of the tevah in tzarach libum." Al rosh or tachus for our son, he can't get there nam lechashish. He might be tosefter. Aval b'chametz the belav hachi yeshomim. Yeah, so there was. He says like this that it's a question whether. Bechlal, machvas is. So he says, we're machmer. So we're lechumra, we're machmer. Whereas when you get a din, it could be you don't need. Right? But we're machmer. But by chametz, the Balavach Yechomim the Chomitz Nikra Terebalo. So then you could be so mech that since Meikur did anyway, Machvas Hagol is sufficient. But we're Machmir, so we're only Machmir in the case of what? In the case of that's Yisur Balo Lekuli Alma. But as a case anyway, that it's a terabala, like Rav Shechter said, it's sort of like a svek sveka. That maybe the halacha was a machber by machfas that it's treated like isurabala, but with machber. But a case for any, about a few mitzvim soloma that it's isura, in other words, the question whether you need hagala or libun, and even if you need libun, but maybe it's a terabala. So Rav Shechter said over. So b'meila, that's what comes out, that when it comes to chametz b'pesach, there's this other sniff lahakel, that it's heter bala. Bashein came b'shari surim, so well, even though there's a machlokis, but l'maisa with machmir on the machmas, so then we do libun. Just the two questions. By Shari Surim, it's only a question, should you do Hagala, should you do Liban? Right, like the Rush says. In the discussion we saw in the Rush. I once had so this is the... So the Rosh says Mikir Din, it's mutter. All you need is Hagala, but we're machmer. So we're only machmer in a case where it's Isura Bala L'chol Hadeus. I once had a discussion with Rav Yitzchak Izbi Zatzal. He once was telling a story, and he was a Rav in Brooklyn. He was a Rabbi in Breuers, then he was a Rabbi in other places. So he was telling a story once in his shul, that one time it happened that the chef of the yeshiva came late, and there was a non-Jewish worker there who offered to make eggs for the Talmidim. And then, so he made the eggs. And then afterwards, somebody came in and said, hey, he made this, isn't a Bishul Akum. So I don't know whether the eggs were eaten by then or not. That's besides the point. But he said, so if it's Bishul Akum and if we're Machmir that you need to do Hechsher, and then we hold that you have to do Liban, and Mela Liban would have destroyed this particular thing, so they threw out the frying pans. So I said to Rabbi Isbi that I thought that based on the same idea, because first of all, Machmas is a question of Agolo Liban, and then by Machmas there's another suffix whether Bechlal, but whether by Bishalakum there's another suffix whether Bechlal you have to do Hechsher Kalim. So even though many hold you do, but there's a shita that you don't. So then the stomach, that same heter, that here the heter is because you have the suffix of Liban or Hagola, and then you have the suffix of Heter Bola or Yisura Bola, and there you have the same suffix of Hagola or Liban, and you also have another suffix. You don't have the Heter Bola or Yisura Bola, you have the whole suffix with the Bechlal, you have to do Hechsher Kalim. So I told him that I thought that they didn't have to throw it out. So he heard what I had to say.
What would Rabbi suggest to Hagala?
Yeah, so that it would be Bishul Akum, you could just do Hagala.
Yeah.
Because who says you have to do... who's... Because maybe you could do Hagala, and even if you have to do Liban, but maybe you don't have to do anything, you know, so... I mean, if it would have been destroyed, yeah.
Would the same thing be for a Jew who has a Din Ka'akum? For the Hechsher Kalim?
Okay, but that's a separate discussion. I mean... that's a separate discussion. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, now if you look in the Shach, on page 15. So the Shach, the Shach on page 15, it says Katan Ches, discusses that he says, "Kaven that Heter Bol of Chay Mashma Tam be Beis Yosef, Chay Nir Meloshan Mechaber Kan, Kachos of Heter Zov." Ufize Gam be Machva Shal Cholov Obas Sagi Bahagola. Kaven that Heter Bol. So if it's a question of if you have a Machva Shal Cholov and you want to kasher it, make it parv or whatever, so you could do hagala because mach, in other words, it was used for meat. And now you want to, besides the question whether you could do this lachatilo or not, change over or whatever, but say you have a machmas of cholov and now you want to make it parv, you want to make it fleishik, assuming that you're allowed to do that. So how do you? So he says the same. You have the same svara that you can do just hagala. You don't have to do liban because it's a shaila. And here it's for sure heter, you know, it's for sure heter bola. It's even better. Came with heter bola.
Why is this coming up here? I mean, don't we say like all heter bola, anything that needs Liban, you just have to hagala?
Right.
Like, why is this the din of Machmas? This is the din of every shpur and askala.
Right.
Doesn't the Shach seem to say that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Hametz is a terrible?
Let's go slowly. So then he says, Rabbi Tshuvas Menachem Azariah. There's a famous tshuva from the Ramami Panu. Menachem Azariah's Ramami Panu. Simon Tzadi Vav Kosev Atam Mibnei Shemachva Shalovi Chachovim Rov Tashmishim B'li Mayim. שם קדום לו, שאין כי מחלת של חמץ, עד כאן לשאול. So he says, the Ramami, in other words, everyone wants to know how come the minhag is to be machmir for shari surim by machmas and to be mako for chametz by Pesach. So we said this whole svara, the Vilna Gaon, etc. The Ramami Panu has a whole different approach. He has a whole different approach to Hagola versus Liban. And his approach is, that the reason why Hagola is by Bishul is because, well, how do you do Bishul? Say there was a trace piece of meat and then there was water, right? And then there's the kli. So we say you could do Hagola, right? He says, so what's trafe here? The meat is trafe. The water is kosher water, it starts off. So whenever there's a buffer, there's an emtsoi that's kosher, so that makes the blia a weaker blia. So maybe like this. If you have tzli, the pshat in tzli is there's no emtsoi, right? So it goes direct to the shvud, so then it's boleya, and then you need libun. By bishul, there's the water in between. But by machvas, the word is that the goyim, when they would fry their food there, the oil would be treif oil. So there's no kosher buffer in between. So memela, that's why it's mochamer. So that's why you need. But by chametz bePesach, so what is it? The chametz, it's just a question of chametz. But the oil was not chametz then. So memela, you had emtsoi. So that's his yisod. Whenever the emtsoi is shel heter, all you would need is Hagala. When Emtsoi is Shul Isser, then you need Liban. Say for example, what's the din if somebody would cook blood in a pot? So normally we'd say, so you do Hagala, because that's like a Bishul, right? But according to Ramami Panu, if you have a vat of blood, there wouldn't be an Emtsoi, so there's no buffer. So then you would need Liban. So the Ramami Panu says the difference between Chametz BePesach and Shari Surim is not the difference between was the Hetera Bala issue and the Isura Bala issue, but rather the difference is that there's Emtsoi Shel Heter versus not.
Why would Chametz be different?
Because Chametz, there's Emtsoi Shel Heter.
Oh,
because you have the French toast,
right?
And then you have kosher oil, which is not chametz.
If we're assuming that the oil is us or in other cases, why aren't we assuming that?
No, because the oil in other cases is an oil from a goy. When you're kashering,
but shouldn't there be other exceptions then as well that are listed?
One second. So he says, Menachem Azaria. And if you look inside in the tshuva, you'll see that's what he's saying. So he says, "Ufi ze gam b'machva shel cholav v'basar tzarich libun came in the bowl of b'lishum emtsoi." So Rabbi Tolkman asked me years ago. That, but true, there's no emtsoi. But why do you need liban? But it's still hetera bala. So I think Rabbi Tolkman said. So it must be that he's not working with the klal of hetera bala and isura bala. He's not paskening like that, like that line in the Gemara. And therefore, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, Rabbi Panu is not working with that. So if he's not working with that, not only he's not working with the regular, he's not working with Teribola and Isurabola, he's only working with the Klal and Mimtsoi Shel Heter versus not. So then, if that's the Klal, so then it shouldn't make a difference.
Why
if
you just
have Stam
Basar, why
would
we assume the
oil
is
trade? Stam Basar from a goy.
Okay, that's like a very specific case. You don't have to just...
Okay.
That's
a specific case.
Shouldn't it be listed? The children are being pointed. Everything is okay except for this one thing with the hover.
The Rambam Palu is his own man.
This is no passage. This is assuming you got the pot from a non-Jew after the non-Jew used it, not that you bought the tray from me and they're cooking it.
Right.
No, what I'm saying, because you also if you have the Asher Kalim for a buser pot, you want to make, you know, paros or whatever.
Okay, but that says he sold. Okay, now there's another Shulchan Aruch Harav that's very important. What's the din of Basar B'Cholov? Now, still now we talk about Heter Bola. If you have a bleah just of milk and now you want to kasher it, so you should be able to cook meat in it or something like that. So that's a terrible. But what if you had basar b'cholov in the kli already? He has a case here in the asterisk in the aura here. Yeah, the first last word of the line is nitzla. The last word of the line is nitzla. Nitzla alei and basar levado. Say you roasted basar shuheter v'charkach nivla b'hem cholav, and then cholav was cooked in it. So there, I would think that's the Isur Bala, because it's already, the Isur is already set in. It's Basar B'Cholov, right? I would think the only idea of Heter Bala Basar B'Cholov is before the became Basar B'Cholov. Here it already became Basar B'Cholov. And he says a Chiddush, Avol Pi Shetama Basar Nivla Ben Mo'ezei Or. So he says that all you need is Hagala. In other words, if you have a pot that has basar b'cholov in it, you can kasher it just with hagala. So why is that? So he says like this, because he says that when the basar was nitzla, so it penetrates the kli deeper. Then it was cooked with milk. So he says like this, that whatever part penetrated of meat penetrated deeper into the kli, that's only a tam kolosh. So when the milk nan came in afterwards and was cooked in that same pot, so it'll mischaber with the part of the basar that is on the surface in the kli, but the part that went in deeper is only a tam kolosh, and that's not going to become basar b'cholov anyway. So memela, you could do hagala and get rid of the external part. Yeah. One second, but they point out, Rabbi Shubach pointed out in a mimer that the Isser v'Heter seems to say not like that. This Heter disagrees on page 18. He says at the end, he says, "Dafkel hachshe kli mi basar lecholov, the lodesa meolam, avol kli shabasar zenefel blias cholov ideor nikra shapir is blias iser tzarach libud." So that's against that. Okay. Then just the last thing. There's a discussion in the postkim of rov tashmisho. So we say some things were used sometimes with So some poskim hold you follow Rov Tashmishu. If Rov is Al Yidei Or, you follow Or. Rov Al Yidei Hagali. So the question is why? How could you? Why don't you say once there was one time Al Yidei? Once it was one time Al Yidei Or, even though it was a Miyat Tashmishu according to the Mechaber. So why do we follow? Why does the Shita that follows Rov Tashmishu? So you look in the Mekor Chaim and in Rav Moshe's Tshuva. And they both say the similar idea that anyway, when you're kashering, it's Eina Ben. That discussion of Rav Tashmishu is when it's Eina Ben Yomo. So Eina Ben Yomo is mutter anyway. It's only Xera, Eina Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. So Mimela, when they made the Xera, that you have to kasher, even though meager, then you shouldn't have to kasher it because it's already no sin tam l'fgam. So they said, no, we still have to be machmir, but you only have to be machmir on whatever the rov is, according to the shita like that. So that you'll see in the Mekor Chaim here, and in the Tshuva Nigras Moshe. The Tshuva Nigras Moshe is on page 22. There's another Tshuva, Chatsuva, about the tripod, when the Shulchan Aruch says Liban. Okay, we'll have to, okay. Okay, these are the basic ideas for today. Of Heterbal, Isurbal, Ligwan, Hagala, the question of Machvas, and the question of you know, the difference between that, the question of Pasam Chalav, is that Heterbal, is that Isurbal, and the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So we'll continue on Monday, and then as we said, we'll probably do Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Till we finish Masav Cholov, and then we'll have a Bechina, and then we'll see how to do other things as well. So, but Monday's Monday, as it should.